We appreciate our visitors being with us today, and the singing was really beautiful. Matt, thanks for doing a great job there, and we had a great class this morning. Ted doing a great job on the class, and so it's wonderful to be here together today. If you'll turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we find Paul here is talking about how we are to be workers together with God. And when we look at the context here, we see that Paul is talking about the fact that the work that we are to be doing together with God is the greatest work on earth. It is the work of reconciling men to God and taking away their trespasses so that they can be new creatures in Christ. And he speaks about the fact how now is the day of salvation. How urgent it is, this great work that Paul, the Apostle Paul, was involved with. And as he was writing to the Corinthians, he is appealing to them to all work together. To work together with him as an apostle of Christ, and to work together with one another, and not have divisions within the church, and not be drawn away by the things of this world, but be working together and have a team attitude of success and excitement of the work that is being done. That we are together, we are workers with God. And we have been given a great opportunity and a great privilege to be involved in working with God. And that God is willing to work with us. And he wants to incorporate our work with his. Not that he needs us, but we need him. And we are given that opportunity as his children. I think that we often see today how that in the sports teams, how this works. When the players begin to have the feeling that they can be a part of a winning team, then they begin to capture the excitement of that, and it transfers over to all the individual players, and they really begin to click as a team together, and they became successful. And we saw that last night in the Mariners game when the 12th inning, Mike Zunino hit a game-winning home run, and all the players came out and they celebrated around home plate together, and it was a picture of the season, the way it's been going for them so far. Of winning those close games. But the thing that is neat to me in seeing about that is how the players get excited, and then they each see that they're all contributing and that their part that they are playing is part of the team. So that a player might be on first base and they will lay down a bunt, or a pitcher will come in late in the game and his job is just to get three men out. But they see that they are contributing, and that gives them a sense of working together. And that is the thing that I believe God is wanting to see from us. That we have that type of team spirit always in the church. And that we are focused and we're excited and we're enthused about the work that we are being able to do together with God. And it's not our work, it's his work, that, and he is very much involved in that with us. So that we begin to realize what I am doing is important. I may not be doing a big job, but I may be doing something that no one else is able to do. And all together, we are going to be able to make an impact and have great results. And the church will be strong and people can be saved and brought in. So how do we create that attitude of being a team? How does God want us to create that spirit among ourselves of wanting to work together? When we have a tendency, sometimes as we think of the church, to just be something where I come and I sit and I am there, and so I am part of it, I'm a member of it, but not realizing that I can contribute and I can do something that my effort contributes to the work of the team as a whole, and that way the church is able to grow. So we have an attitude that we are all in this together, and that my part is just as important as anyone else's part. That no one is more important than anyone else. It's all part of the effort that we make together in serving God to reach the lost, to build up the church, to build one another up, to be strong, to be excited about what we are doing. The Lord said that He wants us to be a people who are zealous of good works. And a lot of that good works that we are doing, it takes place within the congregation itself, with one another, but it also takes place outside of the congregation as we are coming in contact with other people. Ted was talking about how Abraham, being in the land of Canaan, he was surrounded by idolatrous worshipers of many different gods. And yet he began a worshiping of God by building an altar, and he became a blessing to that land through others. Seeing the faith of Abraham, he would be a blessing to them in their lives. And others began to be drawn to God as a result of that. This, of course, has to begin with the leaders. It has to begin from the top in order for us to have that feeling and that attitude of being a part of a winning team, being part of contributing together. And we see this many times in the companies, in the business of the communities, such as successful teams like maybe Amazon or other companies that work well together. And they want to create that attitude among the workers that everyone is part of the team. So the leaders work on that constantly to motivate their employees. And there's many ways that they might be looking to promote others within the organization. They're looking for men who have an attitude of willing to work extra. That if there is something urgent that's needing to be done, they're willing to forego their break. To how can I help? What can I do to contribute? So it's the attitude, they're not just going to check out at 5 o'clock, but they are there to make the team better, to make the company more successful. The wise managers are looking for that attitude in their workers, and they want to give them an incentive of promotion and leadership, that they can be a part of that team. And for people who see a problem and are proactive, and they voice solutions to the problem and not just complaints that they have a tendency to make. So good leaders help to motivate and add